today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamu alaikum. Welcome. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. Be with us because we're going to speak about how to be a better person in the new year.
Ya Rabbi, Ya Rahman, Ya Mubdi' al-Akwan. Ya Rabbi, Ya Rahman, Ya Mubdi' al-Akwan. Ilayka qalban yadhubu hubban. بالنور والإيمان إليك قلبا يذوب حبا بالنور والإيمان بالنور والإيمان
يا ربي يا رحمن يا مبدع الأكوان يا ربي يا رحمن يا مبدع الأكوان إليك قلبا يذوب حبا بالنور والإيمان إليك قلبا يذوب حبا بالنور والإيمان.
Today, Saturday, is the 25th of Shaban, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 27th of Isfand, 1401 of the Islamic Hijri calendar, and the 18th of March, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As usual on this program, we start with a verse from the Holy Quran and the important point of it. For today, we choose verse 30 of chapter Ar-Rum from the Holy Quran. We'll listen to it.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Fa'aqim wajhaka lid-din hanifa. Fitrata Allahi allati fatara an-nasa 'alayha la tabdila li khalqillah. ذلك الدين القيم ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون.
So direct your face toward the religion, inclining to truth. Adhere to the fitrah of Allah upon which He has created all people. No change should there be in the creation of Allah. That is the correct religion. But most of the people do not know.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Walking along the path of religion is walking along the path of nature. The man's natural affairs may decrease or increase, but they will never be abolished absolutely, and also the truth-seeking wishes, which are hidden inside of man, will not change by the change of place and time. The words here are about the natural monotheism. In other words, it pursues the same subject from the way of insight and innate observation and through necessary apprehension of conscience. We're going to enter the new year according to the solar Hijri calendar. So this part is about the new year resolution. Dear listeners, life is a never-ending process of self-improvement, as you know. You may concentrate on improving your education or climbing corporate ladder. But in the race to succeed, the concept of better can be lost in the midst of ambition and greed. As the year is coming to an end, you may want to embark on a journey to better your spirit and become a new version of yourself. Life can be whirlwind of responsibility and stress, but with the right focus, you can start becoming a better person and who you want to be.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, due to the arrival of the New Year holidays and the days that we have ahead, so it's the time for us to think and ponder on how to become a better person, at least in the upcoming New Year. What to do for our next year? How can we become a better person? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala won't change us unless we decide to change. Everyone wants to become a better person, but some people just do not know how. That's why we need to be willing to change and put some thought and effort into the idea, because when there is a will, there is a way, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Al-Quran, وَابْتَغِ فِي مَا عَطَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ وَلَا تَبْغِ الْفَسَادَ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. Seek the life to come using what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted you, but do not neglect your rightful share in this world, the good to others, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done well to you. This is chapter 28, Surah Al-Qasas, verse 77. To become a better person, we should learn to notice ourselves and know how we behave in different situations. Then we'll know when to improve ourselves if we do something improperly and continue to do what we're doing right. This point is very important because we can't be a better person if we don't know what we should improve ourselves in, what we should improve ourselves in the first place. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُولَنَا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And those who strive for us, we will surely guide them to our ways. And indeed, Allah surely is with the good doers. Surah Al-Ankabut, verse 69.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
Now let's look at how to be a better person. The first step is have the will to change, and the second one is stop making excuses. Now we go for the first one. Allah won't change you unless you decide to change. That's why you need to be willing to change and actually put some thought and effort into the idea, because when there is a will, there is a way, inshallah. Remember, I told you the second step is stop making excuses. You cannot expect to change if you keep making excuses for anything that goes wrong with you, because you won't see anything that needs to be changed with you that way. You should take accountability for your actions and take responsibilities for your decisions. You shouldn't blame anyone or anything for your mistakes. Instead, try to learn from your mistakes, which in turn will help you be a better person.
Everything I have, everything I own, everything I eat is thanks to you. Every breath I take, every bird I hear, Every smile I see is thanks to you.
This is today's special, and positive, obtainable aspirations can give you something to thrive for. That's an interesting phrase for starting this part. Everyone needs something to live for, so think about what you want in life. Not only can striving for something make you a happier and better person, but it can also help you find your purpose. Use a pen and paper and write down the short and long-term goals you will like to achieve. Try asking yourself these questions to find and set an achievable goal. What are the questions? Is there a relationship in your life you want to improve? What causes or improvements are you passionate about? Is there a project you've been meaning to finish? Another question, what do you like to do in your free time? Making your goal to be a better person may be challenging to define and achieve. Instead, opt for small goals that can help you grow as an individual, like reading a nonfiction book, writing a short story, calling your mom every weekend, or helping someone in need every day, inshallah.
How can I condition myself to truly become pious, to be an observant servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And to demonstrate this method, we're going to borrow some examples from Hollywood. You know, Hollywood is the last place that comes to your mind when it comes to being righteous and pious. But I guess every aspect in this life, everything in life, has a lesson for us. One of the powerful methods in training yourself to become permanently observant and pious is acting. People who participate in plays, actors who participate in movies, will admit to you that their participation in that movie or that play really had an impact on their personality. To a large extent, it changed aspects of their personality. You see, in dramatic arts, we have what's called method acting, which uses various techniques to train the actors to achieve a better characterization of the characters they're playing. You want these actors to act professionally, to act genuinely. So there are some techniques in which they use. And some of these techniques involve training the actors to emotionally connect with that role which they're playing. It makes it very genuine. Let me give you an example. Imagine you have a movie producer, a film producer, and he wants someone to play the role of a shoe shiner. You know those shoe shiners, the boot polishers? Let's say you want someone for this role. A producer who wants a very good actor, who will genuinely act, will ask this actor to go out in the street for 2 weeks, for 1 month, and see how a shoe shiner lives. See how he thinks. What is his lifestyle? Go and befriend a shoe shiner and see. What's their mentality? How do they view life? The idea of method acting in actually getting you to imitate someone and experience their feelings.
Dear listeners, that was all about this episode of today's special. Inshallah, we continue this interesting topic another time. Till then, have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, محمد نبي علي إمامي لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي